Okay, Rachel, we're back.
I like this intro. It's nice and breathy.
I'm trying to be calm. It's it's week five of the indoor life, and I'm finding my zen. I did 23 minutes of yoga this morning.
Did you? Why 23?
Well, I quit after 23 minutes is really what happened.
I'm impressed you made it that far.
It was a 43-minute class, by Adrienne.
I do love her because of the dog.
Yeah, the dog was great. But speaking of dogs, I think they call it downward dog. Is that when you're flipped ass up in the air? So she went into that position. I turned it off. I'm like, nah, not Monday. But we're back.
We're back. And once again, we're not alone. I don't know why I insist on using that creepy voice.
Well, it welcomes the guests into
it's
our
true.
Boat.
Well, she knows what she's in for. I mean, Becca Freeman is no stranger to us and our weirdness. In fact, I feel like you go toe-to-toe with us for weirdness.
That's a compliment, though.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, she's here. She's here to bring some magic into your life. She has really promised us that she has the secrets to the quarantine. So I'm ready.
I don't know that I have the secrets, but I have strong opinions. I've had 3 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And I have nothing better to do.
That's perfect.
That's the story of my life. I have nothing better to do and I've had some wine. That's like all the things I've purchased over the last month.
Oh my God. It's an actual problem.
It's bad. I almost bought a $2,700 elliptical yesterday.
Ooh, I've thought about a Peloton. I've measured.
I guess you guys both have enough room. Yeah. I don't have enough room.
Yeah, but I would never use it once this is over.
I don't know if I would use mine. I mean, I don't use the gym in the building. And when I belong to a gym, I didn't use that. So history tells us I would not, but I still believe in myself for some reason.
Maxie, I like your idea of you demanding that your building bring one up to your apartment since it's not being used.
I'm prepared to rent this from them and tip heavily for them to deliver it. But because I had a little bit of a breakdown over our mail situation, I don't think I'm in good standing to go downstairs and ask them if they want to create this new program for me.
So now for me, I just enjoy the public shame and motivation of a $36 SoulCycle class.
Yeah, that's fair.
That gets me going. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting to be able to spend my money on 45 minutes of exercise.
Do you think they'll make it? Like, do you think SoulCycle is coming back from this?
I think so, because Equinox is one of their investors. So I think that they have deep pockets behind them. But some of the small workout studios, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Everyone should be renting. This is a free idea for the world. Rent out your equipment. Like, I feel like I know so many people who depend on those classes. Deliver the equipment, rent it out for $250 a month or whatever. Charge based on where you live, and then the person has to like schedule delivery when everything's back open again. Boom.
You fixed it.
This is the like third week in a row that I've fixed the quarantine. You're welcome.
Why isn't Trump getting you on a task force? You're in DC.
We have a history. It's too much. It's too painful. I don't want to talk about it.
It's okay. I won't make you.
Well, Becca, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself for the listeners.
Oh, sure. So I'm Becca. I'm a longtime friend of Rachel and Maxie's. Rachel and I met in San Francisco 8 years ago, right? Is that right?
That sounds right.
And I had a blog at the time, which I'll tell you because it doesn't exist anymore, so you can't look it up. it was really embarrassing. And yeah, I met all of my best friends in San Francisco through the internet. And it was awesome. I host a podcast called Bad on Paper, which is about books. And right now, nothing because we don't have guests, but usually we have guests.
You just had Stacey Abrams
on. I guess we still have guests, not to the little Stacey Abrams. Our next episode is just us playing Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, I like that.
I'm into that. If we get drunk enough, Maxie, chug your wine.
Yeah, sorry.
And then I'm developing a new podcast with Rachel. So basically what that means is that I FaceTime her at all hours of the day looking my absolute worst and make her talk to me. Sometimes while I'm eating.
My favorite is when you FaceTime me recently, and it was while I was opening my evening bottle of wine. Like, it couldn't have been better timing.
You just had it all queued up, ready to go, and scene.
Just waiting for me to crawl with it in the air.
I saw, so Whitney Cummings tweeted something that was like, just because there's a global pandemic doesn't mean you can FaceTime people without warning. And I actually, I say incorrect. That's all I'm doing.
I say incorrect too. Absolutely.
I think that you can FaceTime certain people without warning.
Yes, okay.
No one has to answer. That's my thing. Like, anyone can FaceTime me. I'm only going to answer if it's like 10 people, but that's fine. Try, shoot your shot. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I have guilt afterwards. I have like guilt that I need to get back to that person.
Oh.
But won't they just text you and be like, hey, what I wanted was XYZ?
And I don't know. I would rather just complain over text about how busy we are back and forth forever.
Perfect.
Sure.
If I wouldn't answer your unplanned FaceTime, I probably don't really want you in my life.
That's harsh. Everyone who knows Becca FaceTime her, and you'll find out whether she loves you or not.
This is a trend where every time someone comes on our show as a guest, we ask everyone to like text bomb them, DM bomb them with something. For Tara, it was poop emojis.
Oh, yeah. I hope everyone listening doesn't have my phone number.
Soon. That's part of this. We publish your phone number.
She's at Becca M. Freeman on Instagram.
I feel like you should just like every night at the end of your bottle of wine, pick one guest that you've had on the podcast and just FaceTime them.
Oh, you're Elizabeth Warren.
You've had some famous ass people. You could bring them in.
Sure. We don't usually exchange phone numbers. So Cindy Crawford wasn't like, here's my digit.
I assume you're texting her constantly. I assume you're texting her right now.
I'm pretty sure there's people we've had on our podcast who wouldn't know me from a hole in the wall.
Good for you. That's how you know you're really reaching for the stars.
Too fancy. They can't even remember. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow, how she never remembers who she was in a movie with and what movie she was in. Like somebody had to remind her that she had starred next to some actor because he came up and she like introduced herself. That's the level I aspire to be.
I'm the Gwyneth Paltrow of small-time podcasting.
Yeah, look at you.
Wow.
You really made it. Actually, Becca, so you put in our rom-com pod script. Mm-hmm. We're writing a rom-com podcast. You put in our script that you described the color of a room as like Gwyneth Paltrow called this, what was it, breast milk?
No, you added that and I didn't like
you
it.
You said.
I haven't told you that yet.
Oh, come on.
I put in that it's the color, it's the same paint color as Gwyneth Paltrow's meditation room. And then you named the color breast milk.
That's funny.
Wait, there was some other, I know, thank you. There was some other descriptor in there that makes it funnier. Steamed breast milk.
God. I don't even know how that works.
I'm sorry. That I found funny. That very funny. Gwyneth Paltrow would have a meditation room painted in the color steamed
breast milk.
Yeah, because
it would remind her of motherhood and like zen and rebirth. She would have a whole reason. Yeah.
Being in the womb.
It should be placenta colored though. So you're actually inside the womb. Like, you know how, have you seen Look Who's Talking, I assume, how they picture it's like a reddish yellow when you're in the womb? That's what Gwyneth Paltrow's meditation room should look like. Yeah.
And pulsating too. You could get the walls
to a
like,
heartbeat.
Boom,
boom, boom,
it's
boom.
Just like the inside of that vagina from the Goop Lab Netflix cover tile.
Yeah. And then they should have a slide that's full of jelly that you slide out of to really re-simulate the birth.
Where do you land?
In a pool that's fake hands sculpted out of Cheetos. And then you have to eat your way out of the hands. But they're Cheetos.
But they're Cheetos?
I never want to go there.
Doesn't that sound good?
I'm down.
No.
This sounds like an amazing, what do they call those? Like 29 rooms or whatever?
Oh,
interactive museum.
They should have a rebirth museum.
Yeah. Fuck me, Museum of Ice Cream. Yes.
The
rebirth
Gwyneth Paltrow birth canal experience.
Oh, I love it. She'd be into that. Call her. Call her up.
All right. Becca, we have recently decided that we're only going to do one escapeless thing per episode because we're going too long. However, we didn't tell you that, and I know that you have two good ones because we talked about it. So we want to hear both of yours, which means you can kick us off, and then we'll be the sandwich meat in the middle, and then you can close it on down with the other crust of bread.
Guys, I'm so ready. I feel like I've been subtly hinting to get my invitation to come here because I have things to recommend. So the first thing that I would like to recommend to you is walking with Jess.
Oh.
And I've been going on long soul-searching walks with my best friend, Jessica. And you might be thinking, Becca, that's bad social distancing. You're not supposed to hang out with people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not okay. But here's what it is. Jessica is Jessica Simpson, and we're best friends only in my mind. And we're walking in that I go for really long walks where I try to get lost in Brooklyn. And I listen to her audiobook. Guys, I cannot recommend this enough.
I have heard only good things about it. And I feel like I haven't read it yet or listened to it yet, but I feel like she got a very bad rap. Like, she was kind of the guinea pig for reality TV, and it felt like she really got played into that, like, dumb pop star stereotype. And, you know, she's very talented. So I'm excited to hear that the book was actually good.
Maxie, it is so good. She spilt a level of tea that was so unnecessary.
Oh, I love that.
Nobody asked her to share this much, and she was just like, here's all my shit.
Yes.
I came into this. I have no affinity for Jessica Simpson. I only know that song, like, nothing but my t-shirt. I can't even say it. Like, I don't know it. I watched The Newlyweds at the time. I don't remember anything about it. I have no affinity for her.
You remember the tuna, chicken or tuna. That's like the famous thing, right?
Chicken of the sea.
I don't know which it is, if we're being honest here. I don't know if it's chicken or tuna.
It's tuna. Know.
I don't buy that. I don't eat meat from a can.
But anyway, this book has converted me into her, like, biggest fan.
I love that.
She also dishes all about her relationship drama to an excessive point. Like, she's, like, outing affairs that the public didn't know about. It's great.
Oh my God. You sold me. You sold me earlier, but now I'm, like, actually going to start it tomorrow.
So, confession, I've already been influenced by Becca to start walking with Jess, and it's great. I'm only, like, episodes.
Chapters?
What do we call them?
Oh, my God.
Chapters. I'm two chapters in, and it is a delight. She's really also funny.
I want nothing but the best for her. I follow her on Instagram to stay in touch in a one-sided way. I can't get enough of my best friend, Jess.
Our friend, Jess.
Okay, Maxie, what are you using to escape from reality this week?
So I discovered this, and I could not believe that I was caving to it. I'm sure everyone has seen a billion ads for Quibi, right? It's that new platform.
Yeah.
Did you try it? Yeah, I fell, like, headfirst into the vagina of Quibi. And it's very interesting. So the way it got me is I was watching some YouTube video yesterday, and there was an ad, like one of the ads that you can't skip. And it's like this drama, and I'm riveted. It's like a minute long ad. And by the end of it, I'm like, oh, is this a movie or is this Netflix or what is it? And the show is called When the Streetlights Go Out. And it is about a mystery set in 1995 in, like, a small town-ish. It's definitely got a Riverdale vibe. So for fans of Riverdale, mm-hmm. I would definitely recommend it. It's teenagers, like, relationships, mystery, but it's without, like, the Pleasantville thing. You know, it's not Archie Comics, obviously, but it's got Mark Duplass, Tony Hale from Veep, and Queen Latifah.
Wait, you said teenagers.
Yeah, so those are, like, the teachers.
Oh.
It has our Queen Latifah, plays a cop in it. And so the minute that I saw them in the trailer, I'm like, oh, I'm hooked. So I go on, and it's 8-minute episodes, which, like, somebody had joked. I saw, like, it's the worst time for Quibi to be launching because everyone has all the time in the world. But it actually was really well done. This particular series was passed on by Hulu before moving to Quibi. So I know that, like, it started in a normal, quote unquote, normal TV format, but it's really good.
I really want to watch Game Show, G-A-Y-M-E show.
Oh, what's that about?
It's like these two gay guys. One of them is my favorite Soul Cycle instructor's boyfriend. And they invite a straight person on and they have to compete with a celebrity. I'm not positive what the object is, but it looks hilarious.
Well, the good news is I'm already on board.
And it's 90 days free. This is not sponsor or anything. I'm just like, because I feel like everywhere I go, there's like a different celebrity, you know, trying to get you to download Quibi. I'm going to give it a shot and like just watch 8 minutes a day and see if I hate it or love it. Because in my mind, I want to binge, but I don't know. It's pretty compelling. It's like, it's a good...
I can't remember what happens in 8 minutes from day to day.
Well, that seems like a personal problem. Not...
Anyway.
Quibi's fault.
Back to me.
Back to you. Can you remember your topic?
Wait, yes, I do. Okay, because Becca's here. That's what... I chose this one. So I don't know about you guys, but I have really leaned into the food part of being home alone. And obviously we talked about, I've been like making stuff, making bread, making cookies, making all kinds of things, but also all of my content is food related. So the only thing I'm watching right now is Top Chef. Like that's the only thing that's bringing me joy. And occasionally British Baking Show if I really need like a background watch. Because Top Chef I end up watching and getting sucked in because it's so good. And then on Instagram, I've started following a bunch of new food Instagrams that I'm obsessed with. Like Becca, Grossy Pelosi is my new favorite.
Danny Pelosi is my God.
I love him so much.
He is a gay bear.
I'm obsessed.
I don't know what this is.
No, so he's only got like 10,000 followers. He's like new, like, but Becca found him.
Gay guy who lives in Bed-Stuy, Bushwick, somewhere in Brooklyn. And I think he's been laid off maybe. I don't know. I'm speculating on that. And he just cooks all day. And he's just feeding a tribe of gays who he lives with and lives in his neighborhood. And he's such a delight on stories. Mm-hmm. Such a delight.
He's so good. Also, I started following Chef Joe Maxi from Top Chef that we did a pasta class with. And I've been following more of the Top Chefs because I'm watching it. And then they all recommend people that I'm following. I'm also following Molly now from Bon Appetit, Molly Baz.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten very into the BI people.
Oh, yeah.
Like between Instagram and Top Chef. And also my podcast. So Samin Nosrat just started a podcast called Homemade, Home Cooking. Yeah. We're making a podcast called Homemade for all recipes. So Home Cooking with Samin Nosrat and a friend of hers who I think is a comedian. He's really funny.
Rishi, it's the guy from Song Exploder, Rishi K.
So he's great.
I butchered the pronunciation of that.
But they've clearly been friends forever. So they have like good chemistry and like give each other shit. But they're talking about food in a way that I find really comforting and lovely and funny.
Yeah.
And then good.
It's only four episodes, unfortunately.
I know,
but
I bet they keep going. So I'm enveloped in food content right now. And it is the only thing that brings me joy.
I say lean into that. Like this is the perfect time to watch chefs at home because they're all doing real content because they're stuck. Like the rest of the time, they're all too busy to be like serving up a perfect Instagram story for us. But even Tom Colicchio's Instagram has been delightful. His bread every day. I mean, he definitely is struggling, I think, with like figuring out how to post the multiple stories. And some of his Instagram videos just cut off at the minute mark because he didn't do them as like the IGTV, which is just adorable. Solidifies his place in my heart.
Forever.
But people are giving really good tips too. Like the Joe Sasso did cinnamon rolls and pizza this week that you could actually, I have made bread for the weekend. Like I'm maxed out, but if you wanted to go make cinnamon rolls from scratch, I think you could.
Yeah.
From his tutorial.
No, they looked pretty easy. I'm going to try them.
And it's like all these chefs are like saving them on their stories. So you can actually go in and do it.
Grossy Pelosi does the same thing too, where all of each highlight is an incredible recipe.
Well, that's the other thing, is that I have more time than ever. I am willing to make cinnamon rolls, not from a can.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And in Chef Joe's, he even said, he's like, you know how when you make a tin of cinnamon rolls, everyone wants the gooey center and you leave the hard edges? He's like, when you make them yourself, that won't happen. And I'm very excited for that.
The dream, honestly. It's the perfect time to like make a 2-day pasta sauce or like make your own sourdough starter. I see people all over Instagram like feeding starters, which I can't keep a plant alive. So that's probably not for me. But
do you know what might be for you? So my second escape on the lower end of the spectrum is that I got blackout drunk and I bought an air fryer.
Oh.
Sure did. So I have a very ragey weekly Wednesday Zoom call with my best friends from college. And we were talking about buffalo cauliflower. Buffalo cauliflower at home is kind of my great white whale. Mm. I've made it a bunch of times and it just always sucks. But it seems like something I should be able to make at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about this and I declared that I wanted an air fryer. I like shared my screen, took everyone on the shopping journey with me, bought one at the Home Depot. It's pink. It's from a brand called Go Wise. I don't know if you guys have affiliate links, but like go nuts on that. And I bought it and I didn't remember it until the next day when the shipping confirmation came. And I was excited all over again that yes. I bought an air fryer. So I have been researching all of the things that I can make in my air fryer.
Okay.
The first thing is definitely going to be buffalo cauliflower.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But what's next?
I Googled like top air fryer recipes and there was this recipe for antipasto egg rolls, which seems like gluttony.
Oh yeah.
It looks real good. I'm going to lowbrow experiment in my kitchen as somebody who has no desire to feed a sourdough starter.
I support you.
Let us know. I'm going to let you go down this road first and report back.
I'm going to send you relentless photos of all of my air fryer adventures. You will regret asking for that.
No, I won't. What do I have to do? I can't wait.
Also, you should not get one because has a mixer been out yet? You can't buy any more devices until you use the mixer. That's the rule that I said.
How many times?
Three.
You don't have any counter space.
Right.
I don't have any counter
space. So it has
space.
To go in her closet. And like if something's going to have to go in your closet, you will have to want to take it out enough that you like it's very important to you.
But the air fryer is smaller. I could reorganize for the air fryer. I can't reorganize for the KitchenAid.
I don't know. I don't believe you.
What about like a bedroom air fryer?
Yeah.
You're just like Ooh. It's on your nightstand and you're like tater tots.
Pickles.
In bed.
What if could you put it on a timer the way Michael tried to make bacon
oh my God.
In the morning?
God, I hope so.
That's it.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
We did it.
Becca, where can people find you on the interwebs?
So I'm on Instagram at Becca M. Freeman. My podcast is Bad on Paper. We have new episodes every Wednesday. And that's basically it.
Did you want to give your phone number?
No.
I'll do that. You edit it. You can add it in. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll add it in. On that note.
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Instagram or Twitter at escapelistpod. You can email us at escapelistpod@gmail.com. Please label your email so we know that it's not sexually explicit. Thank you very much.
So many rules.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I need to know upfront if it's sexually explicit or not. I need people to just be clear.
Are you doing this because you get a lot of sexually explicit emails?
No,
because
I want it.
Oh,
it's reverse psychology. I'm putting it out there that I don't want you to start a pandemic romance with me. Don't email me and say I want to like g-chat you all night. That's what the kids say, right? That's romance. I don't remember how that works.
I think the wine is finally working.
The wine is hitting. But no, email us if you want to record a clip of things that you are using to escape, email us a little sound bit and we might play it on the pod. We'll also be posting different questions on our personal Instagrams and the Escape List pod. So check us out. Check us out there. Follow us. Tweet us. Whatever you want to do. 5-star only reviews, as always.
We'll be back soon, whenever, in a couple days, probably. We do what we want.